You're listening to episode number 28 of This Podcast is for Women. I'm Adrienne Everhart, and in this episode, I'm going to tell you why I do not want you to share every feeling you have with a man. I know what you're saying. Wait a minute, Adrienne. You tell me how to find my feelings, how to go deeper in my body. You have a book called 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. You don't want me to share all my feelings? Well, I want you to share some of them. But in this podcast episode, I'm going to go over some misunderstandings that I sometimes hear from my coaching clients and just feedback in my coaching group about how they actually self-sabotage their relationships by either oversharing or concealing their feelings or their emotions. How sometimes sharing your feelings is a way to try and get something from someone. You're expressing what you feel in a manipulative way. And you might say, well, I'm expressing how I really feel. I'm going to talk about how expressing your feelings is really a way that you want to get support and you need support. It can be an indicator that you're not getting enough support, and how not expressing all of your feelings really establishes some curiosity in your relationship and allows a person to get to know you. So I'm going to balance all of that out, including how quickly we can feel a feeling, how feelings are sometimes very fleeting. We can have knee-jerk reactions to them, and I really get you in touch with your deeper feelings. I'm going to share a method with you about that. It's also something I go much more deeper into in my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. So let's get started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. This is Adrienne Everhart. If you're enjoying my podcast and also enjoy my YouTube channel, I suggest you go a little bit deeper into one of my self-study programs. I recommend everyone start with my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man. It also comes with a 2-day video class. This ebook has transformed the lives of so many women because I help you get aligned with your natural feminine energy and learn to speak and phrase your words in a way that really connects to a man's heart instead of challenging him with masculine energy. I can teach you so much more in my self-study programs. I have something for every topic that you may be interested in. And of course, New Man Manifesto, which is a 12-week manifesting course. It comes with homework and lots of extras. So head on over to my website, everhartcoaching.com, to learn more. I felt it was important to make this podcast about sharing all of your feelings, or sharing your feelings in general, and why you don't want to share all your feelings with a man, because I really do hear feedback from women who are quoting things to me that I've never said. And it's like they've got some of my information, and I feel like just a couple of drops of some poison has leaked into the whale and it's contaminating it all. And I'll give you a quick example. A woman was on my group, I Heart Love Academy, and she said, "I did everything coaches have told me to do. When my man would call, I wouldn't answer the phone. When he would message me, I would wait 2 or 3 hours to message him back. And finally today, he has told me that he's sick of my games, he knows what I'm doing, and he's breaking up with me. I can't believe feminine energy has failed me." I quickly wrote her back and said, "Wait a minute, I have never, ever said to do this. I think that there are some coaches out there that teach you to play some games. by concealing what you feel and really pacing out how quickly or how soon you respond to someone, or if at all. And I want to make sure I clear the air and let you know that I do not recommend playing a game with your partner. You do not play games with people you love. If someone text messages you or is calling you and you love them and you care about them, answer the phone and answer that text as soon as, two things, you have the time, you're not driving in your car, and he's just called and you pull over at an exit so you can message him back. I don't want you to do that. I want you to live your rich, juicy, full life. If you're busy with your kids or you're watching a movie, you text him or message him when you're done, unless you genuinely have the time to address his message or call, or anyone's message or call for that matter, unless it's urgent. And the other thing is, I want you to be able to find what you feel. So often we just have phatic, knee-jerk, instant replies to people. This work, feminine energy work, is a somatic experience of finding what you feel in your body on a deeper level. There are the words that pop into your head that give you this instant reply, but that's not really you. That's your brain. Your brain is basing those answers and those responses off of years of your survival and what has happened to you and your upbringing and the examples of how people communicate in front of you. So your brain is able to very quickly formulate all of this together. But so often your brain's answer really isn't your answer. I just want you to let that soak in for a second, that your brain could actually be offering an answer that is logical, but isn't really what you are feeling. I took several film classes in college where we were really learning how to analyze and look at film from different perspectives other than the story. I soon became capable of having this vocabulary where I could speak about a film, not just the story, but how the shots were set up, the wipes, the lighting, the pacing of the film. I saw cinema from a completely new perspective because I opened myself up to this vocabulary and I opened my eyes to seeing these films in completely different ways. So I went back and rewatched a lot of the movies I had seen as a child. I saw them differently. I still saw the story. And a lot of times it took me two times to watch a movie because sometimes I would see a film from the artistic endeavor, what the director was doing, the other things that were going on. And then other times I would just want to watch the story. That's a really good example of how it feels to go deeper with your feelings. There's something on the surface that you can respond to very quickly. It's phatic. It's, hi, how are you? I'm fine. It's small talk. And then there is this deeper level. And that is really what truly, truly connects us to a person on a deeper, deeper level. So in my ebook, 500 Ways to Talk to a Man, I share how to go deeper through these layers and really find what you're feeling deep down in your body. So now we're back to the topic of my podcast, which is, I don't want you to tell a man everything and all your feelings. I also hear from women who say, well, I'm on a date with a man. Is it okay for me to ask questions? Isn't that masculine energy? No, because if this is what you're feeling, if your feeling is, I want to get to know you, and whatever's organic, I'm going to ask it, instead of I have a predetermined amount of questions I'm going to ask you in order to vet you. Now it's like a job interview. Now it's a little bit more of a game. But if you allow things to be organic and let this sense of curiosity flow from you and not overshare with a man, he will also be curious. If you're oversharing, there's usually a reason you're oversharing, and it's this belief that full disclosure is going to lay all your cards out on the table, and this person's going to know exactly how you feel, and they will respond to that. Nothing will repel a man faster than laying all your cards out on the table. In fact, he wants to be able to work for you. He wants to be able to be a little unsure if you want him or want to be with him as he's pursuing you. When you're married and in a relationship, you're much more relaxed about this. You understand we're together. We're in this for the long haul. At that point, that's when you aren't sharing every little detail of your day, all the minutia of your day, but you're sharing things that deeply moved you that day. For example, if my husband were to say, "Hey, how was your morning?" I would share with him how I felt this closeness and this bond to one of my cats. His name is Perfect. He is this beautiful black feral alley cat that I rescued at the beach. He has just become like a little child to me, how much he clings to me and loves me and is so affectionate. And this morning, I was carrying him inside from the back garden. I let him go out every morning. And we saw two giant, American crows in the bird bath. These birds were as big as my cat. In that moment, my cat actually melted deeper into me and his little paws clung more closely to me. I could feel his body almost like a magnet just pulling in closer to me. He was seeking me for protection. His neck was also very alert. His head was up and alert, but it's like his body was just hunkering down closer to mine. So I had this very beautiful moment. Masculine energy, Adrian, would have been like, "Oh my God, kitty, come on, let's get inside. Don't mind those birds." Feminine energy, Adrian, shares this wonderful moment of watching this beautiful, you know, natural event unfold and feeling the closeness of this little pet with her. So if my husband were to say, "Hey, how was your morning?" I would share, "Oh my goodness, I felt so much warmth and connection with Perfect this morning. We spotted two giant crows in the bird bath, and I think he was a little scared. He just melted right into my body and clung to me so tight, and we held on to each other. It felt so good to be so close to him." There's a part of me that might be like, this is the corniest thing. I could never say this to my husband. I could never say this to my boyfriend. Well, when you first start speaking from your inner girl, it does sound a little childlike. Usually her vocabulary is somewhere between ages 3 and 11. So you're going to have a much more simpler vocabulary, but feminine energy is a more succinct, to the point, how do you feel? Good, bad, happy, sad, warm, fuzzy, you know, icky. How do you feel? It's a very easy word. It's when you get into these long, drawn-out explanations that you can really identify you're in your masculine energy, because this is now becoming a cerebral explanation versus something you're feeling in your body. So I believe we can really sabotage our relationships by not looking for these moments where we feel warm and connected to something, and we can share that with our partner. So when your partner texts, "Hey, what's up?" instead of, "Hey, not much, how are you?" that's not connecting anybody. You're just watching a movie on the outside as it passes you by. I want you to go in deeper into your body and really share with a man what you're feeling, but we're not going to share the whole day. And if possible, I don't want you to share your pain list. "Oh, I woke up too late and then I stubbed my toe and I spilt my coffee and my boss was mad." That's just your pain list. There's a time where you're going to need support and you can go to your partner and share with them what felt good or bad or icky or strange or unfamiliar, uncomfortable, whatever's happening in your world. You can share that with your partner. It's just day to day. I want you to be connecting with the positive, warm, wonderful things that are in your life. You overshare when you share everything, or you make up things. I've actually heard of this. You create things to share in order to lasso their hearts. Men are actually a lot more sensitive and intuitive and feeling than we give them credit for. A man knows almost immediately if you're lying to him, or if something's off, or if you're being phony. He'll go along with it, but he knows. But when you really are vulnerable and share and unzip your heart to this man, that's when he connects with you. Now, I've also heard from my clients, "My man says I share how I feel too much." And I'm going to probably agree with him, because I've experienced it with my coaching where a person, again, misunderstands what I'm saying about sharing your feelings And every sentence they answer is, I feel this, I feel that, I feel happy, I feel sad, giving their guy feedback on every little event that happens in their life based on how they feel. Again, that's not feminine energy. That's like a weather update, a feelings weather update. How is that going to bring you and another man closer? And you can say, well, I'm sharing my feelings, Adrian. You told me to share my feelings. You're oversharing. And you're sharing with some sort of intention, some sort of desired outcome. That is manipulation. That is giving to get. If you ever share your feelings and you're hoping your partner will say or do something, a good way to intercept that from happening is before you speak, say, why am I about to say this? Why do I want to say these words? What am I hoping will happen? I'm very open with a lot of you about, I don't have the most perfect relationship in the world. No one does. Don't believe them. Even if you see tons of Instagram photos and things like this, no one's relationship or marriage is perfect. We all argue. We all get mad at each other. Everyone experiences it. Not too long ago, I had something happen with my husband and we were working out how we could better communicate with each other about this so it wouldn't happen again and discussing it. And I found myself speaking with him and I just kept coming up with ideas that I kept wanting to share. And I was like, oh, these are great ideas. But I didn't want to overshare. I knew that if I just leaned back and was silent, he's a smart person. He's got to figure this out for himself as well as I do. Instead of offering all of my suggestions and every idea I was coming up with, I leaned back and I gave him some space. And eventually, he was able to really come up with some ideas and thoughts on his own. And that time where that man can process what he's feeling in silence, this is why you shouldn't share every thought you're having, every emotion you're having with a man, even if it's brilliant. Lean back, give him some space to solve it and figure it out himself. But as always, you can speak what you need, your boundary, what you feel succinctly. The more language we use, the more words we use, the more a man gets confused and put off. We're now kind of dominating the conversation. Lean back, give a guy a little more space. I always suggest letting a man speak and speak and speak until he's completed with whatever his thought is, whatever he's saying, and then count for 6 seconds and see if he has more to say. Now, this does not mean that you let a person rage on you infinitely. Once a client told me that, oh, he was yelling at me all night and you had told me to make sure a man speaks to you, and she was in a bad relationship, very unhealthy. And I just want to make sure it's very clear. This is not about letting a person rage on you and you don't stand up for yourself and speak your boundaries. Let a person know, I need a break. Voices are loud. I'm scared when there's yelling. I need to walk away for a little while. I would love to speak more about this when we're calm. I want you to always have your boundaries. I have to add that in because there will be someone who, again, misinterprets feminine energy as being submissive and being a doormat. And I want you to always understand that your voice is your power. And finding your feelings and having boundaries is your feminine energy power. I don't want you to overuse the power, and I don't want you to underuse your power. So let's take a quick look back on sharing your feelings and why I don't want you to overshare. A man cannot be everything to you. He cannot be your girlfriends, your mom, your therapist, your best friend, your lover, your husband, your boyfriend, your playmate. He can't be all of these roles to you. I do believe that we should, in theory, be able to share anything with our partners. But expecting our partner to listen the way mom does, support us the way our girlfriend from college does, or to be patient and kind with us the way our therapist does, no one can do that or be that to you all the time because your husband's got his own things going on. And a lot of my feminine energy clients, I'll ask them about their husband. What does he share? Oh, he never talks to me. He doesn't share much. I ask him how he's feeling and he just says fine and he doesn't share. Well, how much space are you giving him? Are you creating opportunities for him to share by leaning back? Or have you somehow misinterpreted feminine energy as you letting this man know how you feel trumps all in the relationship. I want you to just take a few steps back and look at your relationship and see if you can't leave some space and some silence for your husband to speak and share more, and allow that curiosity to grow. This is not playing a game. This is with purpose, with intention, the way you normally have a conversation with a person, and tapping the brakes a little bit to observe. I want you to observe with curiosity what happens if you get in the car with him and you don't just start telling him everything that's going on and you're quiet. What does he do? What questions will he ask you if you're just a little more quiet, but you're warm and you have a warm vibe in your energy? The last thing I want to share with you is whenever you are about to speak with someone or are speaking with someone and they are important to you and you love them and you want to connect with them, practice unzipping your heart. And this is one of my favorite tools to use, because whenever I'm feeling hard and angry with the world, I know I just need to stop for a few minutes and unzip my heart. And you can do this at any time. Just take a nice couple deep breaths in and out. I like to always wiggle my bottom in my seat. If you're sitting down, kind of wiggle your little butt in your seat and really connect with your feet on the ground. Your bottom is in your seat. Place your hand on your tummy. Feel yourself breathe. And know that right here, right now, this is where you are. In this moment, in time and space, you are here. Just feel your body. Inhale and exhale. And imagine that there's a zipper that starts at the top of your collarbone. And I want you to just imagine taking the zipper and slowly unzipping body to your navel, opening up your chest, peeling apart the layers, and there's your red beating heart right there. In the center, off to the left side of your chest, here is your red beating heart, and you're opening it up and you are showing it to this person you love. This vulnerability, wonderful, red beating, beautiful heart of yours. You're showing the man this heart. And how does that feel? To be open with him, how does that shift your energy? I will tell you all, when I first started doing this work, and I would put the man in front of me in my imagination and I would practice. I could not do this exercise. I could not unzip my heart. I couldn't show a person my heart. I would put my head down. I would want to cover my heart. I would feel so naked and scared. I just couldn't show a person my heart. I couldn't do it. And it took a lot of work to be able to open myself and unzip my heart. I had to first unzip my heart to myself. I had to look myself in the mirror and unzip my heart to me. When you can do that with yourself, you're going to get a lot more comfortable unzipping your heart to other people. And you might think, if I unzip my heart to someone, I might get hurt. This is unfortunately part of love. Sometimes we do get hurt. We are vulnerable. We open ourselves up. But we also experience great joy and wonderful feelings. And this is all part of it. We can look back and see the pain we experienced, or we can look back and see how we've grown, survived, learned so much. And we continue moving forward. I hope this podcast episode has been helpful. Not sharing too much and sharing just enough, and you can experiment in your relationship with a little bit of silence, having that warm, open invitation of your heart, unzipping your heart to a person, creating some space for them to share, and getting really clear on what you feel in your body using feeling statements. They start off with "I feel." And with feeling statements, if that third word you speak isn't a feeling, you're on the wrong path. It needs to be a feeling. So I feel, and then state the feeling. If you say, I feel you are doing this, or I feel you made me feel, this is just I feel. And right now, I feel very happy. I feel warm. I feel connected to you all. I'm so happy I have this podcast and I can reach your ears and your hearts every week.